Hey everyone, Andres, off the record. I gotta give an update to an update and another update. So, first things first, an update to Election Groundhog Day Part 5 that debuted yesterday. I'm recording this actually the night that I recorded that one. This is a lot of news that's happened in between. I even posted some updates into the show notes. Accompany that episode at www.dangerousagoba.com. So if you watched my video outside of my website, then you're gonna miss the updates I put there. So that's why, by all means, I suggested you check out my website, please. Anyway, I address a lot of the back and forth with respects to that Georgia video from Farmer State Farms Arena, whatever the heck it's called, in Fulton County, which is, I believe, Atlanta, and. More information keeps coming out, and they keep going back and forth because the night of the same day that news came out, it was fact checked. Like, okay, fascinating. You guys didn't know about this, but it was fact checked immediately, and it was spoken by anonymous sources because, of course, they're anonymous. Why would ever they cite someone that they can actually verify? And then that name keeps popping up, Gabriel Sterling, that nobody knew until this. So. He went on the local news channel in Atlanta, and they supposedly dissected everything in 2 hours. That they dissected everything, that it was analyzed and whatever. They say that Rudy Giuliani took it out of context. Rudy put up his own video in analyzing the video and saying that they do have the entirety of the footage, but they are not allowed to share it all. They're intending to. They want all the footage to get out there so people can see it for themselves, which is true. I want to be able to see the whole thing. That isn't so much this update though. So the update is that that video is the smoking gun, as they say, that's popped up this week, compared to everything else that's been presented. That's like the first true evidence that has been shown, and we need more of that to persuade the courts and these legislators to do something where they cannot sweep this under the rug anymore. There's anomalies and they can't hide it, but they just keep trying to just, punt the ball to run out the clock. So the update to the update. The update is that the individuals in question in that video were the main concern, not so much the official ballot containers. Don't call them suitcases. They're freaking suitcases, man. They go on rollers. That's what you call it whenever you go to the airport. You can take one of those black things and roll it over to the airport, and they'll call it a suitcase. So no, unless you're gonna call it a luggage, but no, they're official ballot containers. That's what the fact check starts punishing people if you don't call it that. I'm not disputing that they aren't. The question was, the chain of custody, as they say. We don't really actually have that. We have to take these individuals and the election managers at their word for it. I'm sorry, that dude's compromised. Gabriel Sterling is up to his neck in corruption. So no, I can't trust a thing that that guy says. But anyway, he's the one we got to deal with. Let's keep going. Some of the individuals in the video footage were also recorded. One of them, the mom of the one with the braids, recorded herself, and I mentioned this in the update. She recorded herself while she was counting, or showing up to the office, going to the cubicle, counting. And because of that, people have been pointing out that there was chain of custody and security concerns there because there were no monitors. There was no way to secure the ballots. They were just left out in the open. And it's proven because she recorded it. She took down her socials since then, but not before the internet can record it. Secondly, a handoff between her and the one with the braids. A handoff done trying to mask it, whatever it was. Some are assuming it's some kind of USB stick because conveniently it came into play around the time that the purported heist of ballots, as they're calling it now, occurred. Gabriel Stern likes to say, oh, they didn't do the Ocean's 11 type thing. Come on, they're just simple election workers. Yeah, except that the investigation that was done further by true journalists was investigating who they were, besides the fact that they're left-wing radicals that were posting anti-Trump stuff on their social media, that they're actually produced, at least the mom produced one video to show the condition in which the votes were being counted, absentee ballots, in her case, in the sometime during the day, and how her and her daughter were handing off certain things, and conveniently it coincided with the timing of that that counting with when there was no observer. Say, well, an observer was there 1 hour later. Here's the thing that you cannot discount: right around 10:25 to 10:30 p.m., counting stopped. It was reported that it was stopped. Poll watchers and media were told to go home. CBS, CNN, NBC, Fox News, everybody was reporting this. Like, oh, look, there's a water burst thing. So they're getting people out of the arena, the very arena where the security footage is. So counting stopped officially. And people were told. And they were going to take days to be able to pick up pace and count again because of this water main burst. So the video in question, they say nothing was wrong here, nothing nefarious was done here. In fact, it was. Because they kept counting after announcing they stopped counting. There's a lot more to it. Some of them I did bring up during the post, but I recommend that you see these things for yourself. You're going to see the rebuttals. Even some people on our side don't exactly buy into the video, per se. Because if you're just going to take the 90 seconds at face value, then that's also wrong. 90 seconds of hours worth of video. That, I mean, that's huge. What happened in those other hours? That could have been that those official ballot containers were actually out in plain sight and then put underneath the table first and all that. We don't know. We don't have that footage. But we got to take the word of compromised individuals to say yes versus the Trump campaign that's bringing lawsuits to prove this in court and no one wants to hear it. So it's like, this is what we got. It's like, show us the evidence. Well, yeah, easy for you to say, because if you take it and destroy it, then what's left? Yeah. So anyway, that's the update to the update. And I said there's one more update. So I mentioned that in the video of the Groundhog Day, that was my second attempt at recording it. I had recorded it previously, very lengthy thing. And based on everything that's happened since then, and where things are snowballing too when it comes to next week, I decided to take my closing thoughts from my original video that I recorded that you're not going to be able to see. I'm not going to post it, but I am taking the closing thoughts that I had there, because I believe it's fair for me to post it for all of you to know. So that was set to debut today, Saturday for you. That's Friday for me, but it was going to be debuting on the Saturday. Instead, I decided to push it off to Sunday, so it's gonna be up on Sunday, and it's for it's a word of warning about the state of our country and who's at fault. So you can check it out for yourself then. But anyway, this is very unconventional for me. I don't like recording from my kitchen, but I needed to put out this update because what's gone on tonight has been insane, and yeah, and it's only gonna get wilder as we get near one of the pivotal deadlines, which is December 14th. That doesn't mean it ends there, but it becomes a lot more difficult thereafter. And we need spineless Republicans to finally stand up in mass about this, in the legislators and judges to actually do what they were sworn in to do, instead of just tossing it out and hide behind their positions. Anyway, thanks for watching. See you in the next one.